redistricting began when I was in the legislature, and it was becoming clearer and clearer to me that people were dissatisfied with politicians picking their own district, and I, along with Senator Cullen, worked on a bipartisan effort to take the politics out of redistricting and to adopt a model like they have in Iowa. We introduced a bill, and it was so dangerous that we couldn't even get a hearing on it. And, you know, when the general public sees actions like that, they begin to believe that partisanship is more important than patriotism. And what happened as time went by, the redistricting results became, you know, more known by the public, and people were able to apply an analysis of the redistricting. I realized that we had the most gerrymandered state in the nation, and that's why I agreed, along with Senator Cullen, to join the Fair Voting Coalition to see if we couldn't not only change the system for drawing districts in Wisconsin, but across the nation. Right now, there's a suit from Connecticut that is, my understanding is just about as far along as Wisconsin, that's suggesting that the Democrats have gerrymandered Connecticut to the same degree as Republicans in Wisconsin. One thing that I would say, you know, in conclusion here, is that anybody who lived through this last election ought to understand by now that the public is angry at the political class, that it's demanding change, and they're beginning to understand that this practice of politicians picking their voters rather than them picking their politicians certainly is not in their interest. So what we've tried to do is go around and talk to people about the issue, about the Iowa plan, and to sort of give an update of where we're at with the lawsuit in Washington, D.C.
Could you describe briefly the Iowa plan and how it differs from Wisconsin?
Well, in Wisconsin, traditionally, we've allowed the political parties who are in power to have an exclusive right to do the redistricting. We have avoided problems because we've always had divided government here, which forced the political parties to work together, or we've had a governor of the opposite political party, which had the same effect. This time around, we had 100% Republican control, like we've had 100% Democratic control in some other states around the nation. And when that happens, political interests seem to be the most important thing at stake. And what Iowa did under a Republican governor, under two houses of the legislature being controlled by Republicans, was to say that we are no longer going to allow that. We're going to have an independent body, a legislative service agency, do the redistricting, and we're going to state specifically they can't include any partisan information in their process, that they can't take into consideration where any legislator lives. They simply are charged with drawing the maps. It's interesting to note that after 40 years of operating under this system in Iowa, that neither political party, any member from either political party, has ever put in a bill to change the system. And for the most part, it's a pretty much a non-event in Iowa. And the people are very happy. And the whole process is done in the open. The public's given a chance to comment on the results of the work. And we don't incur, or they don't incur, the millions of dollars of costs that we've incurred in Wisconsin with partisan gerrymandering under both Democrats and Republicans.